This cultural center has the support of the Great Lakes Intertribal Council. Former council chairman Ray DePerry is acting as a consultant for the project. He says the old Wausau Federal Building, closed for 9 years, is a good fit. Native American history was made in one of its courtrooms back in 1983.
In that federal courtroom was where Judge Barbara Crabb handed down the Voight decision that addressed the rights for the tribal members to hunt and fish off reservation lands.
DePerry says this center would feature art, poetry, music, and First Nations storytelling. His hope is that it will lend to a better understanding between white and Indian people.
And then maybe we won't have some of these situations like logos and mascots, and people will be better educated about Native people.
While the center would feature some artifacts, he says they would emulate the Smithsonian American Indian Museum so as not to violate things considered sacred.
An example of how you can tastefully and artistically and culturally and spiritually and contemporarily be able to incorporate those concerns in a building of such.
This month, the federal government deeded the building over to Wausau, which will then allow it to be used as a Native American cultural center and museum. DePerry hopes it will be open in 2 to 3 years. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.